This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The drive is live.
You're right, the drive is live. I guarantee you Michael wouldn't have just sat there in Chicago repeatedly if he was just going to be sitting there with Orlando Woolrich. I promise you that. I promise he'd have found his way on. He would have found it. He'd found somewhere. He'd have found somewhere. He got Scotty there and Dennis. He found something. He wouldn't have just sat there and just kept being Charles Barkley. I'll tell you that much. Hell, Charles moved 3 or 4 times in search. All right. It is it's a big Wednesday here. As you know, we will have D'Amico Ryans for you live. We will have C.J. Stroud for you a little bit later on. So, hey, D'Amico gets to speak. It's always a little fun here of late, so you don't want to miss that. As we'll have D'Amico, we'll let you know when he jumps to the podium. Benjamin Albright, who has covered the Denver Broncos for years, he's an insider reporter there, did some radio as well. He will join us coming up in the 3 o'clock hour as well. So a lot to get to. Clint, I want to come right off the top rope with this one as some injury news. The Texans. At practice today, the first one of the week, wide receiver Nico Collins and Christian Kirk, they returned to practice. However, tight end Dalton Schultz was sidelined, didn't practice today, and even more to that, the Texans have decided to sign Dalton Keene to the practice squad, and they've released Gerard Jordan from the practice squad. So they add a tight end to the practice squad, and then Dalton Schultz doesn't practice, but Nico and Christian Kirk back at practice today. I've seen video of it. Our guy, who you can hear every night, Sean Bajani, sent photos out, pictures of that, and announced that as well. But Nico and Christian Kirk back. Dalton Schultz
so you're
out of practice.
So you're telling me there's today. A chance.
It looks like it.
Yeah, it's beautiful news, man. I mean, when you get Nico and Christian back potentially, that is a huge boost to this group. I mean, when you look at how you had to go into the 49ers game with a bunch of guys, I think you guys laid out the stats of what had gone on. I mean, literally the receiving core last week, again, receivers only. I mean, your veterans that had put up stats at the NFL level were Xavier Hutchinson and Braxton Berrios were the two guys, and it was 600 yards, 50-some-odd catches. I mean, it was just one of those that you just went in with no depth, and you went in with no experience, and there was, let's be honest, when you're talking about the caliber receivers of Christian Kirk and Nico Collins, you know, they pale in comparison from a talent perspective, from a threat perspective. And so, this is a huge boost for the Texans to get those two guys back, one hamstring, one concussion issue, no doubt.
Yeah, a big
zero
one there.
Zero worries about Dalton Schultz.
Zero worries. Even though they bring up another tight end?
I ain't worried about it. Vet day, rest day, way he's been playing, he deserves it. Take you a day.
On 86 now.
That's right. But I'm coming around, and I'm coming around because you're playing some damn good ball, 86. And the reality of it is he's earned a couple of He's earned a couple rest days, a couple vet days. If you want it, take it, big fella. He's playing a physical brand of tight end. He's not necessarily built to do that, and he's doing it anyway. I'm here for it, man. I ain't got no worries.
Tomorrow, if he misses practice, you feel a little different then?
Tomorrow, I'll get a little nervous. Right now, no worries, man. Wednesday, get you a Wednesday off, man. Week eight?
That's cool. I know he had the he had like a back hip type of thing and a bit of a shoulder coming out of the Seattle game. He did play against the 49ers. Yeah. We'll see.
I need him to quit leaving his feet. I've watched him, you know, now, what is this, his third year in Houston?
Protect them knees, baby.
The leaving your feet thing, and he's got an issue with landing. The ability to brace himself as he tries to dive over somebody or hurdle somebody or, like, leaving his feet for any reason, he always comes down awkwardly. So I need Dalton Schultz to just, hey, man, do that Jason Witten, man. Just ease on out of bounds. Hey, man, just act like you're trying to actually cut back against the grain and just kind of lay down, you know, kind of just trying to
going
just ease
down.
On. Yeah, man, forget that trying to dive over people and stuff. Don't worry about that, big fella.
Somebody drilled him on Seattle. Just drilled. I mean, he flew out of bounds and landed on everything.
Well, when he comes down on top of the ball, like, there's no brace, there's no nothing. It's just like a sack of potatoes.
Toughness, baby.
Yeah. I'm there. I mean, we can call him tough all day this year. Don't mess around and watch that 2024 film now. Just keep in 2025. We'll be all right.
Again, if you're just tuning in, you missed it. Nico Collins, Christian Kirk back on the practice field. Tight end Dalton Schultz sidelined today, not practicing. And the Texans have signed Dalton Keene to the practice squad. So do with that. With what you want to. We'll see tomorrow. Tomorrow, if Dalton Schultz isn't practicing, then I think maybe something's up.
Well, here's the other part of context that matters there. Dalton Keene is a fullback. Dalton Keene is not a guy that you would go into a game and ask to do tight end things consistently, even if you don't have any tight. You'd go out and find emergency tight ends. You wouldn't let Bates go to turn around and play Dalton Keene, I don't believe, at the tight end position. He's more of a hybrid kind of guy that can do multiple things. So, that'd be a hell of a deal. If you got Dalton Keene in there as one of your tight ends and Blake Fisher as your other boy, you are
running the football, baby.
You are strapped for weapons, man.
Physical now, baby.
But yeah, I got zero worries about 86 and good to even think that Nico and Kirk could be back.
All right, coming up, we'll hear from D'Amico a little bit later on in this hour as he gets prepared for this big game against the Denver Broncos. Before we get there, football talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Clint, as we get ready, we'll hear from Benjamin Albright a little bit later on, who has covered the Broncos for years. We'll hear from D'Amico. But I'll throw this out to you and to people, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch as well. Is Denver the best opponent they've played this year? If you look at it with the Texans, Denver comes in at 6-2. The Seahawks, who they last lost to on Monday night a couple of weeks ago, they're 5-2 and leading the NFC West. The Bucs are 6-2, leading the South, and the Rams are tied with the Seahawks at 5-2. Those are, I think, the three up there. We watched the 49ers. I know you watched them on the film. I'm not going to put that team in this category. But would you look at this Denver team? Do you think this is the best team they've faced all season?
I think it is if we take all things into consideration here.
Yeah.
And when I say take all things into consideration, I really like the Rams this year, but you literally were first rattled out of the box after Matthew Stafford, you know, whatever, took care of, load managed a back all of training camp and saw no action. So that was the first time he and Devontae Adams had ever worked together, and it was the first time that he had been in live action to any degree for all of training camp. And being the first rattled out of the box there, I think this team trumps the Rams team. I think you mentioned it.
That's interesting.
The Bucs team, I believe did they have Mike Evans when they came in here?
Yeah.
Mike Evans. You sure Mike wasn't hurt?
No, they had Mike.
Godwin was
Derek
hurt.
Derek Stingley okay. Locked him up pretty good.
Okay, so that changes the thought there.
But they didn't have Tristan Wirfs. They didn't have both.
I knew they were missing somebody.
Both their tackle. Remember their right tackle guy.
Charlie Heck was playing tackle.
They had to move their center to left tackle.
There you go.
So they had some injury issues across the O-line.
Okay, there you go. So there's that. And then the Seahawks, I think, are probably the most complete team when you look at it bumped up against Denver. And when I look at Denver, I would say that they are the best team that the Texans have faced this year. Defensively, they're absolute monsters, even without Pat Surtain.
The only team they've played this year that are both top 10 in offense and defense, the Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Total offense, they're 10th. Total defense, they're 6th.
Yeah.
But they got Bo Nix.
You got a quarterback that's dual threat. You got a play caller that is as good as there is in the league. He's got the quarterback's got targets. Defensively, they're like I said, it's a complete unit, kind of like Houston, to where you don't want to lose Derek Stingley Jr. But if you lose a high end, player, their ability as a unit and as an all 11 team, stays pretty solid. I mean, it doesn't just kill you. So. Yeah, I would say this is the best team right now that the Texans have faced, the Denver Broncos.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Sitting at 6-2.
I think they're, as you said, more complete. When they play them, I think the caveat, because immediately my thought is the Rams, right? Like, is the Rams, I think their defense is not as good as Denver's, but I think the Rams' defense is pretty good. They're very similar to them. But then I think, Matthew Stafford versus Bo Nix, there's just some throws that Matthew Stafford can make and made against the Texans, oddly enough, in that game that Bo Nix just doesn't have yet. But I like the caveat of when they played them early on, this was – I think that Rams team is probably a different team today than they played before. But – I would say so. Although Bo Nix is one that kind of holds about, this isn't Baker or Matt Stafford, or even I would say even Sam Darnold that you're dealing with, though Sam played pretty silly in the game against the Texans.
As a passer, I'll agree with you. I think the dynamic of the legs that Bo can use, I think in particular against how we play defense, in a sense of getting upfield, and we like to get upfield and sometimes run past the quarterback. Well, when you got a guy that can move with his legs, you can't always do that. So it I think it alters how we have to play defense versus them, given how much he can run, right? You got to have some guys that are responsible for Bo Nix. You can't just pin your ears back and rush past the quarterback's depth, because then you got issues. So,
but I just think also with Denver, their big strengths can be real issues for the Texans. Like, the strength of their team is their front seven.
Yeah.
And they – pressure on our O-line. Versus the Texans' offensive line, which – has been up and down with certain opponents. Yeah. Like, I would like in there, like the Rams front seven, I think the Broncos are the Rams front seven on steroids. Similar to the Seahawks, too. I think even better with the Seahawks than the Seahawks front seven when you look at that group. So I think that's the other part for the Texans in particular, what the Broncos do up front, the Broncos run game. I think the Broncos are the second best run game in football. Right, like they run it by average a game better than the Lions do, right? And we saw a couple of times this year the Texans defense give up runs. The Tampa Bay game comes to mind. Early in the Seattle game, they struggled a bit with the Seattle run game. So just a couple of things that they do well And I think this is, you know, Sean Payton's right up there with Sean McVay in terms of coaches they've had to run into as well to help out Bo Nix. So this is a really good football team. But again, man, they we'll talk about this all week. They got some weird games though, man. They got 13-11 with the Jets, where it's like, what the hell? How are you down to the Giants at home 26-8 with 5 or 6 minutes left? You had that miracle win that you had to come up with, right? They fought it week one against the Titans for a while in that game. So they got some weird games, but all in all, for what they do well and what sometimes are struggles for the Texans, this may be the best matchup.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.